Aaron Creighton, the Adult Services Department head at the Porter Branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here. Hi there, Aaron.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me today.
Aaron, this is the first time we have talked, so it's a tradition for the first time. I need to know a little bit about how you got interested in being a librarian.
Oh, I have been basically in the library field since I was 16. It was my very first part-time job when I was in high school there. I grew up in Rhode Island, and the high school is right next to the library.
Yeah.
So I used to walk over there after school to do homework and, you know, to do projects and whatnot. And I found out one day they were hiring because they had a sign on the door. And I applied, and I got it, and I kind of have never left library since. So 20 years later.
Are you one of those people that you're always reading books, and at the end of the year, if I were to look at what you had read during the course of a year, it would be like, wow.
Yeah, I basically, especially during quarantine, I've been reading basically a book a day. So it's been, and that's including while I'm doing, you know, the telecommuting and working from home. So I basically always have a book on me. I'm one of those people who, if I, you know, I'm going to my doctor's appointment and I know I'm going to be in a waiting room, I have a book in my bag. So
a book a day, though. Wow. As those of us who say, like, I think I've read a couple, and have thought, well, I'm doing really well. Then I meet Aaron. No, not doing so well.
Yeah, I don't know how I do it, to be honest with you, but I just really enjoy it. And honestly, when you're an adult services librarian, you kind of have to be able to recommend fiction, nonfiction. I also just really enjoy, like, teen novels. So for me, it really helps me at my job, but I also just really love it. So, yeah.
Well, it's got to be tough for all the, everything has changed so much, but especially for librarians. I mean, you're like you say, you're used to dealing with the public and making recommendations, and not to see people like that. These are difficult days.
They are, but, you know, I have to say, I've been, I run a book club at Porter. I run the Books and Wine group at Porter, which normally meets at a restaurant on, you know, once a month. But we moved virtual basically as soon as the quarantine happened. And so, you know, my book club people are still emailing me asking for recommendations. We're still meeting monthly to talk about books. One of the nice things about the quarantine was we didn't have our book group and a bag books available that we normally get from the library. And so we went on to Overdrive, and as a group, we decided to read one of the always available collections, which is, you know, if you go to our website, librarypoint.org, you can find all the stuff about our ebooks. And as a book group, we read Middlemarch. It took us 2 months because that book is very, very thick.
Yeah.
But we were able to still do that. And so we're still able to talk to each other. And I have to say, you know, having social media available and, you know, having your cell phone and things like that, people can still reach out and talk. And it's making the quarantine feel not as isolating. You can still reach out to those people who know you and who know that they can ask you for help, so, which is good.
Well, and slowly but surely things are starting to open up a bit. And I know that holds and pickups now available at the Spotsylvania Town Center branch. That's a big moment there.
It is, and we're super excited about that. That actually is starting on, it started on Wednesday the 22nd, and they're going to have the same hours that all the other big branches do. So Wednesday and Thursdays from 1 to 5, or Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 1, you can go to the town center to pick up your holds. You can do that same process at Fredericksburg, Howell, Porter, Salem Church, and Snow now. And we're just super excited. The customers are so excited to come back and be able to pick up their books and to, you know, check in with the library and say, we missed you so much. And we always say the same thing. We missed you too. So it's been really great. And the same thing with the holds. People have, you know, holds are not, I'm sorry, the returns. Late fees are not accruing still, but people are we're able to allow people to return their items now. And people are very enthusiastic. You know, I think a lot of people went through that whole Marie Kondo cleaning out your closets and stuff during mm-hmm. quarantine, and they wanted to be able to return their books. So it very enthusiastically people are starting to return stuff, and it's been great.
Well, speaking of great, Music on the Steps is something that's been a big it's been in this area for years, and I just assumed, well, it's, you know, won't be this year, but Music on the Steps has returned.
It has, and we were really excited that we were able to bring that whole program virtual. You know, we, the department head over at Fredericksburg, Arthur McKinney. He had put together a really interesting, eclectic, different sort of, you know, list of artists to participate in music in the steps this year. And to be able to bring that virtual was just, you know, so we could keep the tradition going because people really enjoy it. I got to go to a couple of them last year. It was my first year in Virginia, and it really did sort of, you know, let me know what the local music scene was like and let me meet some of the people that I'd be working with and meet some of the community. So it really does bring people together. Our next one is actually going to be on July 27th. Nick McAllister is going to perform, and he does a really cool mix of oldies, rock, blues, country, and his own originals. And you can also, you know, because we're recording these all as they're going out on our social media pages and whatnot, you can also watch all of them at our website if you've missed any of them. If you can't watch it live, we're recording them. Mm-hmm. And it's all on librarypoint.org /music-steps. So feel free to check them all out, and they'll be up there all summer.
One of the great programs this summer the library has done, a virtual pause for reading. I mean, what a great thing this has been. Describe it, and this is something that continues along.
It is, and you know, I have to say, you know, Blue and Gray Therapy Dogs, you know, they're their partner organization with us, and they are so fantastic to work with. You know, what Pause for Reading is basically kids can practice their reading with a trained therapy dog, and it helps them really increase their confidence, and it helps them make them feel, you know, where they can practice in a safe and, you know, calm environment. And that was one of those programs that we really wanted to make sure that we were able to keep during the quarantine, because we don't want kids to backslide. We know that, you know, this has been really hard for parents, for children, for teachers. So we set up the virtual pause for reading, and you need to sign up. You do need to register. But once you register, a child will get an invite to, you know, sort of a Google Meet, a virtual hangout, where you can come and the child can read with the therapy dog and the therapy dog's handler. And it's a 15-minute session where they can practice their reading in a safe, comfortable environment. You know, they don't get to pet the dog, because they can still see how happy and how calm the dog is as they read to it. And it's just great.
Aaron Creighton here, the Adult Services Department head at the Porter Branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. And as she has mentioned, librarypoint.org is the website, and Facebook page is also just a great resource to follow. And if you like that, you'll get all kinds of great information. Talk to me about Lunch and Learn. What's that all about?
Oh, this I'm super excited about. This is kind of one of the things that I've been working on for the last couple of months behind the scenes. And I'm so excited that we're finally starting it in August. So Lunch and Learn is going to be on Fridays from 12 to 1. And every Friday, you can join us to learn something new from the comfort of your home. And we have a very wide array of topics that we are so excited to bring you guys. The first one is going to be on August 7th, and it's Investing for Beginners. And if you are like me and you are a financial novice and you've always been sort of scared to jump into the deep end of investing, but you sort of know you need to, then come to this session. And we have somebody from Edward Jones who's going to be presenting. He'll go through the whole topic with you. And then we always build in time for Q&A, because we know how important it is for people to be able to ask their questions. So the first one, is like I said, is on August 7th. The one after that, we're going to do a whole thing about fighting fake news, because we want people to have, you know, the right information and know how to actually evaluate, you know, websites and sources and things they see on other social media pages. The one after that we're going to do is going to be about stress reduction, because I think we could all use that, especially during this whole coronavirus thing. It's a whole project that we're starting, and it's going to be going on. So far, we scheduled it from now through November. So the first one, like I said, starts August 7th, but we're really excited.
What a great way, because it's good information. It's information you can trust.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what I think we're known for, and that's what we really like to do. But, you know, we want to put, you know, good information in the hands of the people. And we, as soon as we were trying to figure out how to bring all these programs virtually, this just sort of came about, and we were just really thrilled with the way that we can do this. And, you know, the experts that we reached out to in the community to, you know, help us with some of these topics were so willing to donate their time and to be a part of this, just to help our community learn and grow. You know, lifelong learning is our thing, and we want to make sure that we're still there for that.
So look for it. Lunch and Learn. I had not heard of that, and with good reason, I guess, because you've been putting it together, and it's about ready to be unveiled.
I know. I'm so excited. And I'll be attending all of them. So if you have questions for me, people, you can come and ask me, and I'll be happy to tell you.
Talk about this employment workshop and what's involved there.
The employment workshop is a really great program that we've been offering basically since the quarantine started as well. You can come and you can literally, it's through this, our partner organization is called Service Source, and it's really driven by the people who actually attend. So if you are not sure how to write a resume, that's what they'll focus on for that hour. Or if you come and you're like, I can always get the interview, but I never actually get the job, they will focus on actually how to go through interview skills with you. You know, are you dressing appropriately? You know, things like that to make sure. Their goal is to remove all barriers to employment, which I just think is fantastic. So we were able to partner with them. This is actually a program that was going to actually be face-to-face in the library starting in March. And then with, obviously, the quarantine, we, as soon as we reached out to them and asked them about making it virtual, they were super excited and enthusiastic. And they just really want to make sure that people are getting those opportunities because, you know, it's a hard economy. So we want to make sure that we're helping as much as we can.
And you're also helping also with an employment workshop.
Yes, exactly. And that's what the employment workshop is where they can literally come and ask any of the questions that they have to do any of the to remove any of the barriers to employment. That's what Service Source does, and it's an hour long once a month, and people can come and ask their questions. And these are experts in the field for getting people jobs. So they will help you, you know, job search, network, resume writing, they do it all.
Well, boy, we talk about lunch and learn. We talk about the employment workshop and also finding healthcare, another area that the library in involved in. You really are involved in a whole lot of different areas.
We really are.
Yeah. So talk to me about finding healthcare and what that's all about.
Well, Finding Healthcare is another organization, is another program that we've started that it was going to be an in-person program that we were able to move virtual. It's presented in part by both Enroll Virginia and Legal Services of Northern Virginia. It's two groups that work together to make sure people know how to actually find healthcare, what the best options are for them, you know, what's going on with the mandate and things like that. What's nice about it is that the Finding Healthcare one is going to be, August 4th, and it's at the first and third Thursdays from 3 to 4. The Finding Healthcare program is kind of like a drop-in sort of office hours program where people can literally come in and ask any of the questions that they have about whether or not, you know, is Medicare right for them, or, you know, what should they do with, what's going on with, you know, the increased Medicare enrollment in Virginia, or what's going on federally, how does this impact my health care, things like that. Or if they actually need help, you know, finding actual local information, they're good for that too. These are two people who are very dedicated to making sure that as many people have health care as possible in our community, and they really want to make sure that they get the right, correct information out there. So we ran one last month, and it was great. They had a really great, you know, slide presentation, and then they had, you know, tons of time for questions and answers, you know, and all that information is on our website if you go to librarypoint.org. I know we're throwing a lot of information at the people who are listening to your show, so if I talk too fast, please go to our website and check out librarypoint.org to find out more information about any of these programs.
Yes, it's librarypoint.org. Fred Parent, Family Favorites, the library did quite well.
We did, and I want to take the opportunity to thank all of the customers who voted for us for Best Tutor and Best Indoor Activity in Fred Parent Family Favorites. It was just so exciting it's always really exciting to be nominated, but to have the community have such respect and trust in what you do, it's always so nice to see, and we were just so incredibly excited to win again. So thank you, everybody who voted for Curl. We love you all so much.
Finally, the library's customer newsletter, I guess that's another way that we can all stay up to date on what you're doing.
Oh, definitely. And I love the newsletter. It comes out about every 2 weeks, and it's you can sign up for it at librarypoint.org/e-news, and it comes out and it tells you all about our virtual events. It also tells you like really great new titles that are coming out. So if you're one of those people who likes to be on, you know, the cutting edge of, you know, the brand new blah blah book is coming out, well, you can sign up for our newsletter and get all that information as soon as it comes out. And it has some really great, you know, conversations in there about great book recommendations that you can then have conversations about with, you know, on our Facebook page with other people in our community or with your friends and family and things like that. So definitely sign up for it. I learn something new when I read it every time, too. So I absolutely love our newsletter.
Erin, thank you so much. Erin Creighton, the Adult Services Department Head at the Porter Branch. And I know you and we're all just waiting for the day when we hear the words, the library's reopening.
Exactly. And, you know, phased reopening is, you know, what we're doing right now. We're so excited for it. But we miss you guys and we can't wait to see you guys again.
Thanks, Erin.
Have a great day.